Well, we're used to our next guest, Beachmere author and historian Karen Warwick, unearthing local stories. However, we were never expecting the light to be shone on us, 101.5 FM Community Radio. Here she is in the studio, about to do just that. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Well, it's all about 101.5 FM this morning. As part of the Beachmere History segment, I thought it would be nice to find a bit of history on our local community radio station. The very first broadcast for this station was in 1987 as Our Radio FM 91.5. A Beachmere local who was a volunteer in the early days gave me copies of Our Radio newsletter. The newsletter was an official publication of the Caboolture and District Community FM Radio Association and was officially endorsed as a bicentennial activity. The Courier-Mail ran a story in June 2017 and it was written by Nick Crockford about the 30th anniversary of the station. It was entitled, and this is some headline, How One Conversation Inspired a Radio Station, Thousands of Volunteers and Millions of Dollars for Caboolture Community. That conversation took place between Mr. Alex Long and Mr. Andrew Swanton. Alex was on the board of directors as the first president and then became a life member. Andrew was the vice president and also a life member. Both men had broadcasting credentials. Alex was a movie and documentary maker and Andrew a foreign correspondent in Vietnam when Mike Willacy hosted A Current Affair. From the president's page, August 1987, it says, Our first test broadcast has proven that we can provide a valuable service to this community, and I'm sure we'll all look forward to seeing the many hours of lobbying, fundraising and organisation coming to fruition when our licence is granted in 88 and we can serve full-time on air. Andrew, as the VP, wrote, We learned last week that the Department of Communication has completed processing of the technical aspect of our proposal for an FM radio station. The next step will be for our proposal to be sent out for public comment before it's referred back to the Minister for further consideration. The newsletter dated September 1989 starts off, Great news! We have been granted our licence. This is a truly historical moment for all residents of the Caboolture Shire and something that all members of this association have been looking forward to for a long, long time. The C-Class Public Broadcasting Licence was granted on the 1st of September 1989 for a period of 5 years from a date to be determined. The licence has been granted subject to one condition, the station to provide a daily local news and information service, and it's signed off by the editor, Phil Page. There have been many changes over the time, but we still have our community radio station, which is locally produced, providing us with good music, presenting items of local news and issues of interest that affect our community. Until next time.
Karen Warwick, Beachmere author, historian and walking guide. It was a surprise, but we've enjoyed hearing our story being shared, and hats off to the current and long-serving president, Craig Hewlett, who has guided us through the last two decades. You're on Morning Magazine today and keeping our community connected.